LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump, who has already fired one FBI director, James Comey, is set to fire another one. He says he will replace Christopher Wray with Trump loyalist Kash Patel when he takes office. ABC's Mike Levine covering the FBI.
Patel has been a very vocal, staunch supporter of Trump. He's been out there on the campaign trail, pushing, the quote, America First agenda. During the midterm elections, he was out there doing what Trump wanted. And during this last presidential campaign, of course, he was on the trail, really advocating for Trump's reelection.
President Biden pardoning son Hunter. That coming after the Bidens spent Thanksgiving together. The president saying in a statement the pardon will cover the years 2014 through this year. Heavy lake effect snow pummeling cities like Buffalo and Erie, Pennsylvania. This week, Arctic temperatures expected in many parts of the upper Midwest. Today's Cyber Monday, Adobe Analytics says Americans spent $12.5 billion on this day last year. This is ABC News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is promising President-elect Trump tougher border controls. That's according to a Canadian official who joined the two men at Mar-a-Lago after Trump's threat to impose import tariffs on Mexico and Canada. He says the crackdown could include drones and helicopters. Acclaimed singer-songwriter Sir Elton John sharing difficult news at the London premiere of his new musical, The Devil Wears Prada, Eye Trouble. It's something he also talked about recently with ABC News.
Last week, the Rocket Man telling our Robin Roberts,
I'm still standing after all this time.
Yes, exactly.
His eyesight has been severely impaired for months.
Because I had an infection.
He says he's healing.
I unfortunately lost my eyesight in my right eye.
But progress has been slow.
And it's been 4 months now since I haven't been able to see.
Still,
there's hope and encouragement that it will be okay, but
he says he's grateful.
I'm so lucky. I'm the luckiest man in the world.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessarellc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Now through December 7th, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has amazing deals for the whole family for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Buy a regular price twin or full mattress and get a free pillow cub from Pillow Cube. Perfect for teaching kids healthy sleep habits. California King adjustable base is just $150 with the purchase of a California King mattress. Buy two recliners for just $750. Purchase a Mod Max 5-piece sectional and get 25% off all home accessories. Free recliner with the purchase of a sofa and love seat. Get a Cooperite copper-infused queen mattress for only $700. These deals are while supplies last and can't be combined. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center for details. You don't want to miss this sale.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. In the early morning dark, I had set up my one-man ground blind and shoved it back into a pile of brush about 30 yards from one of the more heavily traveled deer runs. As the sun came up, however, the birds and squirrels began to move around, and they noticed that something just wasn't right. As if on cue, they began to scream and yell at me and to each other. Angrily spitting their squirrely words, two fuzzy-tailed creatures seemed to carry on endlessly. They seemed to sense that I meant destruction, and they weren't happy that I had invaded their territory. So they were giving me an earful. Now, I don't speak squirrel-ese, but I believe that they were not only telling me to get lost, but they were warning all the other creatures that I was there and I meant to devour them. Believe it or not, I learned something about our spiritual warfare from those squirrel-brained squirrels. Jesus said that Satan is like a roaring lion seeking to devour. First lesson I recognized was that we must always be on the alert for the schemes of the devil. We must always be on the lookout. Ephesians 6 says as much. The enemy of our souls is Satan, and one of his chief weapons is deceit. He might even masquerade and camouflage as an angel of light. Second, we must resist and refute the devil. Again, this only comes through thorough and internalized understanding of Scripture and constant communication with God through prayer. When we do, Satan will flee from us. And third, we must actively warn others of Satan's presence and his desire to devour us. This comes in the active participation with the body of Christ, which is the church. James 4, 7 and 8 says, "Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you."
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
At the Creative Outlet, we carry handmade gifts made by many of your local friends and neighbors.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School boys basketball team. The event is held in the River Valley High School gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School boys basketball team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, another week of generally winter-like temperatures shaping up around here, although a day or two will be on the milder side, especially Wednesday. Then again, toward the weekend, things will warm up just a touch as well. No major storms in sight through the work week, at least, just some scattered activity as fast-moving fronts come by. The windiest day right now looks to be Wednesday, so keep that in mind as well. Looking down the road a bit, there could be a somewhat more significant weather system sliding through the Midwest by Sunday evening into Monday of next week. It could actually be warm enough to produce some rain, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. Here's that forecast for today. Cloudy skies with a few flurries possible this morning, although the more widespread snow activity staying west of Wisconsin. A few breaks of sunshine later this afternoon with highs in the upper 20s. Northwest wind at 5 to 13. Tonight, just some scattered clouds and chilly, low at 15 degrees. With a light northwest wind. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high near 29, west wind becoming southwest 5 to 13 miles an hour. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy and breezy, low 23. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, windy, and milder. A few snow showers are possible with a high of 37, northwest wind between 15 and 30. As we head into Thursday, partly cloudy, breezy, and colder, low 12 degrees with a high of 23. Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, low 11 with a high of 29. Saturday, mostly cloudy early, then partly cloudy and warmer, low 19 with a high of 37. And Sunday, mostly cloudy and mild, low in the mid-20s, high near 43, 30% chance of light rain coming up Sunday night, and that could linger into early Monday. You have yourself a good morning out there. Stay warm. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
13 with light snow, 21 yesterday's high. We did pick up a trace of flurries. A record high was set in 1982 with a sparkling 65 degrees, while the low goes all the way back to 1886. 12 below zero across the region. Last year's high, 37, and a low of 31. Sunset will happen at 4:27 this afternoon, and sunrise time will be at 7:16 tomorrow. We have a north-northeast wind at 3. Barometer is at 30.36 and up slightly. We have received a trace of light snow this morning. After an overnight low of 11, it is 13 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is next, sponsored by Napa Auto of Richland Center in Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A look at the high school schedule for tonight and an update on Wisconsin sports and the NFL scoreboard as well in a moment.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. High school boys basketball tonight will be on the air from Ithaca around 7 o'clock with our pregame time. The Bulldogs will host Riverdale in area boys basketball. Both teams lost in their opener last Tuesday, so both will try to rebound tonight. It's the home opener for the Ithaca Bulldogs. Boscobel travels to Lafarge, Iowa Grant at Highland, Waseca Steuben at Southwestern, New Lisbon at Weston. It's Cuba City traveling to Galena, and Potosi is at Mineral Point. Elsewhere, Kickapoo travels to Hillsboro for a Monday night game. In girls basketball, Cashton at Independence Gilmanton. The Highland at Dodgeville game will not be played tonight as originally scheduled, and Southwestern is at Potosi Cassville. Coming up this Friday, an event for the Richland Center boys and girls basketball teams and a trip to the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. I asked Coach Brian Poles recently. He talked about his boys' team going along with the girls' team from Richland Center on Friday for this special event.
This is the third season in a row now we've been able to do this. It really is. It's such a cool experience, and for them to get the chance to play on that court and, you know, use their facilities, it's really special. So I'm glad we were able to work that out. They've been really great to work with. And actually, you know, our partners at Baraboo, we've played Baraboo now for three straight years over there. Their AD, their coach, they have to get some credit for making this happen. Our AD has been very supportive. And so it's really cool to get this chance, and of course we're really looking forward to it. And then now that the girls are playing same day right behind us, it's going to be a really cool event for the whole town.
Do they sell tickets for that, Brian, or how do people go about it if they want to go?
It is actually free entrance, so you can come to the games, no entry fee required. They'll have you sit down close to the court. Obviously for a high school game, good seats still available. So, no problem with the seating there. And it's just a fun day, fun time for us. Actually, there is a day. There's multiple games that you can go to. And so for us to come in, and be part of it is really cool.
Richland Center versus Baraboo at Fiserv Forum. It's coming up on Friday afternoon. The boys game at 2:15. The girls game will follow. And WRCO Sports will have coverage of those games this Friday from Milwaukee. Girls basketball over the weekend. Bangor defeated Milwaukee Academy of Science 60-39 in the Brookfield Central Thanksgiving shootout. Mineral Point was a winner over Dodgeville on Saturday 68-23. And it was Prairie du Chien over Fenimore 51-26 at Fenimore High School on Saturday as well. On the state of Wisconsin scene, the Packers are preparing for their game, which comes up Thursday night already against Detroit. They had a light practice on Sunday. Here's Coach Matt LaFleur.
That's why we kind of took it easy on them a little bit. We did have an individual period, but everything else outside of that was jog through. So we're just trying to help them recover a little bit just with the amount of volume that they've experienced over the course of a week.
Quarterback Jordan Love says the team has been cutting down on penalties, and that helps.
Yeah, I do feel like we've gotten a lot better. I think to start the season, penalty numbers, I mean, all across the board were very high, and it's been something that we've tried to focus on as well. And I think we've done a better job as of late in a way environment where we'll be using silent count. You know, not having any pre-snap penalties would be huge.
And Love talked about his team having its starting offensive line back for Thursday night's game, something he did not have against Detroit the first time.
No, it's very huge, you know, especially just in the O-line group. To have all those guys out there, especially doing what they're doing, playing at a high level like they are, is huge. And we always talk about, I mean, the healthiest teams are the best teams, I feel like. So obviously trying to keep everybody healthy is going to be huge. But up front, keep those guys healthy. We got really five really good guys. And like you said, missed Josh in that first Detroit game. So I know he'll be looking to get out there.
Elsewhere yesterday, Josh Allen actually scored a receiving touchdown on a pass he threw in his latest do-everything performance, and the Bills clinched their fifth straight AFC East title with a 35-10 victory over the 49ers on a snowy Sunday night. Allen had touchdowns passing, rushing, and receiving, becoming the first quarterback and seventh player in the Super Bowl era to do that, and the first since the Niners' Christian McCaffrey in 2022. His receiving touchdown came on a play in which he threw to Amari Cooper, who lateraled back to Allen. The Bills improved to 10-2. The Niners lost their third straight to fall to 5-7. Elsewhere yesterday, Houston 23-20 over Jacksonville. Indianapolis beat New England 25-24. The Chargers 17, Atlanta 13. Minnesota came from behind to defeat Arizona 23-22. Pittsburgh 44, Cincinnati 38. Seattle 26-21 over the Jets. Washington 42, Tennessee 19. The Rams 21, New Orleans 14. Tampa Bay won in overtime over Carolina 26-23, and Philadelphia was a winner against Baltimore 24-19. The Wisconsin men's basketball team will bring one of the best records in the country into the Kohl Center Tuesday night when it opens the Big Ten season against Michigan. The Badgers ripped Chicago State in a non-conference one-sided battle Saturday, 74-53. Coach Greg Gard's team is 8-0 and has compiled the program's best one-loss record to start a season in 10 years. John Tanier led the scoring with 22 points. Marquette stayed undefeated by racing past Western Carolina Saturday, 94-62. The Golden Eagles have started the season with 8 straight victories. Cam Jones led the way with a double-double. Marquette is on the road in Ames, Iowa, Wednesday to play the Iowa Hawkeyes. The next stop for the Bucks in the NBA's midseason tournament is Tuesday at Detroit. Saturday, Giannis Antetokounmpo returned to the lineup, refreshed after missing the previous game. He put up his third triple-double in the last 6 contests, leading Milwaukee to a 124-114 win over the Washington Wizards. The Badger hockey team took 5 of 6 points from Anchorage over the weekend after a 2-1 shootout win on Saturday. Here's Coach Mike Hastings.
You know, I thought we had it on the right guy's stick multiple times in overtime with Morrissey. Now, obviously, we have to be harder in front of the net offensively, but to stick with it and find a way to score the game and get it to overtime, put ourselves in a position to win in overtime and then win in a shootout, it's not perfect, but this game isn't easy, but we found a way to win a game tonight.
That's an update on sports on this Monday morning. I am Phil Nee.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
8:19, good morning from WRCO Radio. A little bit of light snow still happening, and we're at 13 degrees. It is time for a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story, sponsored by Julie Karen's State Farm. They are focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. Folks in Kansas City, Missouri called it inevitable. Truth is, it was an accident that just should not have happened. I'm talking about the head-on collision on First Street between Oak and Locust. Made the front page of the Kansas City Star, maybe because a doctor was behind the wheel of one car. Perhaps readers would have been more understanding if they'd learned that Dr. Albert H. Cordier was on his way to deliver a baby or to perform an emergency surgery. That would have made a big difference. But the problem with either story is that neither was true. The doctor and his wife were simply on an outing, and the doctor was driving too fast. He was known for that. In fact, friends had warned Mrs. Cordier that something like this was bound to happen one day. And those friends watched their predictions come true in headlines. And in the other car? Well, it was another prominent Kansas City citizen, Herbert A. Walpole. Just where Herb was going that day was never made quite clear, but one thing was certain, he was on his way there in a hurry. That's right, another notorious speeder. Herb had always wondered why no one would ride with him, why no one would accompany him even to a destination three blocks away. But now he and everyone knew why. Had the accident not made the papers, it would surely not be remembered here. But there was a very good reason that head-on collision found its way into print. Can you guess what that was? Now, the most frightening aspect of any head-on collision is that you're dealing with the compounded speed of both vehicles. That means that if both cars are traveling only, say, 20 miles an hour, for either car, the impact is equivalent to a 40-mile-an-hour crash into a brick wall. That considered, Herb Walpole and Dr. Cordier were the luckiest folks in Kansas City when they encountered each other that day on First Street. There was no bodily harm, either to the doctor or to his wife or to Mr. Walpole. In fact, neither driver received as much as a speeding ticket, which, according to bystanders, both deserved. Witnesses were quoted as saying that on that May morning, the drivers just looked silly. But as I say, there's a reason we recall that silliness. Because, you see, Kansas City's crowd-drawing, headline-making collision happened in May of 1901. Now, on one hand, as you've heard, those who knew Dr. Cordier and Herb Walpole said it was inevitable. But on the other hand, there's no reason in the world that it should have happened in the first place. The streets were not slick with rain, nor was visibility impaired by dark or fog, and the traffic was... well, it was as light as it had ever been in the history of Kansas City. That sums it up, I think. But have you guessed that that accident involving two cars? Why, that was the first ever accident involving two cars. Ever. Anywhere. And the two cars involved, well, they were the only two cars in town. Now, you know the rest of the story.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Hi, it's Carl wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Here's to good times, great company, and safe travels from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists.
Furniture, decor, and more has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99 or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby. Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99 or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
100.9 WRCO. Listen up. You can lay right here beside me like there ain't nothing wrong. Kill the light and say goodnight and turn the TV off. Act as if I don't know what it is that you can't find the words to say. Oh, baby, you could leave or you could stay. You're gone either way. We can share the bed and share the rent, but this house ain't a home. If I'm gonna be lonely, I'd just as soon be alone. How can you say you love me? You can't even look me in the face. Stay right here or disappear without a trace. You're gone either way. I don't need to hurt from hanging on to someone who's got one foot out the door. I can't waste another minute of my love. One foot out the door. Oh no. I can't waste another minute of my love. You don't love me anymore. I don't know why you're sitting here with me. We both know the truth. You just worry about what leaving me make people think of you. It don't matter what your mama or your daddy or your preacher's got to say. Girl, you could hit that door or waste another day. What kind of difference would it make? Yeah. You're gone either way. Girl, you're gone either way.
Ray Scott, and you're gone either way. The light snow continues here at the WRCO studios, and we talked about it earlier. You know, it's hard to make the prediction for how many snowfalls for our local predictors until you have a tracking snow. You know, this one is close. I'm thinking you could almost track a cat now. So maybe we're having our first official snow here in Richland Center. Well, other people not too far away have had actually more than one in some cases. 13 at WRCO Studios. Here's Lainey Wilson on FM 100.9.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. hypnotized by the white lines. Your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 bayou, babe. From the bayou to Kentucky, city to the country, from here to Timbuktu. Boy, after a long day, you know there ain't no wrong way to drive my crazy, crazy in a 4x4 bayou. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Yeah.
it's Monday, and we're always looking for things to celebrate. Today is Walt Disney Day, held on the first Monday of December, in remembrance and honor of Walt Disney, whose birthday is actually December 5th. Disney created cartoon characters, pioneered animated cartoon films, founded the Walt Disney Company, and came up and built the theme park ideas that he had. Elsewhere, it's Play Basketball Day, National Mutt Day, celebrating the most unique dogs out there. Safety Razor Day, it's Special Education. National Fritters Day. Oh, good stuff. It's the Business of Popping Corn Day. That's one of my favorite snacks. Make a little popcorn, popping it, and banging the pot and the pan on the stove. And today is also Cyber Monday. A few things to celebrate and recognize and be a part of today, December 2nd, 2024. Gold here on FM 100.9 WRCO Radio. Almost like a blizzard out there today. Oh, yes, light snow continues. We're at 13 degrees. We'll have a trivia question of the day coming up.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, Our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Santa Claus is coming to Arena Saturday, December 7th from 8 a.m. to noon. The Wildlife Forever ATV Club and Arena VFW are hosting Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW. Kids will get to pick out special gifts for their family members, and Santa's helpful elves will wrap each one ready to go right under the Christmas tree. Gifts are generously donated by the community, some brand new, some gently used. Parents, a small donation, just 50 cents to a dollar per item, helps keep the magic alive. And while the elves work their magic, kids can meet Santa, share their Christmas wishes, and enjoy the holiday spirit. They are still collecting small gift donations for the workshop. Drop them off at Prem Meats, Crappie Shop, or Grandma Mary's. Saturday, December 7th, bring your little ones to Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW, 8 until noon. Let's make this holiday season unforgettable. Sponsored by Wildlife Forever ATV Club and the Arena VFW.
It's Country Christmas in Spring Green this weekend. The festive activities start with a holiday light parade on Friday at 6 p.m. Capture the magic of the season with photos and breakfast with Santa and Mrs. Claus Saturday at the River Valley Elementary School from 8 until 11 a.m. Holiday craft bazaars, cookie walk, book sale, free kids movies, and you can end Saturday night at holiday fireworks in the park at the North Park in Spring Green beginning at 6 p.m. Take a drive through the River Valley area and enjoy the Neighborhood Lights competition. For more information, visit springgreen.com. Spring Green's Country Christmas sponsors include the People's Community Bank, Kramer Brothers, Cardinal Glass Industries, Prem Meats, Right Way Plaza, and Tri-County Building Supply and Flooring Center.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Our trivia question of the day on a Monday is sponsored by our friends at Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better-for-you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card, or, of course, use it yourself.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Ours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Trivia time this time, which can net you a 6-inch sub of the day at Subway in Richland Center. In which Christmas movie can we find the character of Scott Calvin? Which Christmas movie can we find that character, Scott Calvin? 608-647-4155. Best of luck to you as you dial trivia today. Here's Tennille Arts.
I hate this. Here I am running into you, trying not to touch. I hate this. Acting like it's not killing me when it does. Now watch that game, still looks good on your wrist. Don't you think it's time we end this little experiment? 'Cause I know we said we'd just
We have found our winner. Congrats to Jordan Keegan, the winner of trivia this time around. And Jordan picks up a 6-inch sub of the day from Richland Center Subway. In the Christmas movie that you can find Scott Calvin, that would be none other than the Santa Claus. That part played by Tim Allen also reprised the role in at least one of the sequels. And I was looking that up. It's hard to believe that movie is now a 30-year-old movie. How can that be? That's right. Scott Calvin, and that was in The Santa Claus featuring Tim Allen. Jordan is our winner today from WRCO Trivia. Light snow continues. I'm thinking we could almost track a cat now. And I'm thinking that it's an official snowfall. Now, this just handed to me by Hank Bray. Dogs must be so confused this time of year, they can't even bring a stick into the house, but humans can drag in an entire tree. How about that?
Still we see the light above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. Hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter. Born in us today, we hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars together, the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth.
Alabama on WRCO. Mayor Todd from the city of Richland Center will be our guest on the morning show a little bit later on today between 9 and 10.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get four free phones and four lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
At Richland Cattle Center, every Wednesday morning at 11:30, they kick things off with baby calves, followed by open heifers. By noon, it's time for the milk cows. Then they move on to springing cows and first calf heifers. Richland Cattle Center auctions feature fresh cows, first calf heifers, milking and bred back cows, bred heifers, springing cows, and even a breeding age bull. Baby heifer and bull calves are always ready too. Visit their website for the latest updates, and remember, you can view all cattle individually before the auction. Plus, they milk all lactating cows after the sale to ensure better udder health. Need transportation? They've got that covered too. Join Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday morning at 11:30 for a smooth and easy cattle buying experience. They receive, care for, and milk cattle 7 days a week. The Richland Cattle Center, your ultimate cattle auction destination every Wednesday.
Light snow and 13, blown around by an east and northeast wind at 3 miles per hour here in Richland Center. This is Brett Eldridge and the Beat of the Music.
Well, I just met you a couple hours ago, my last night in town. Hey, wouldn't you know, I'd get hooked on a girl with blue diamond eyes down here in Mexico. Oh, now you're walking up asking me to dance, smiling that smile and reaching out your hand. Well, there's a move or two I'd like to show you while I still got the chance. If you know what I'm saying, one more night would be more than all right.
Happy Trails time, straight ahead here today, and the ABC News at 9 o'clock as well. Here's Jeff Carson on FM 100.9.
There's a little girl, I want to make her mind. What she wants, I don't know. Just a whole lot of heartache at the end of my road.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee wishing you happy trails.